Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse. Food prices in the state have trended down over the last quarter of the year. That's the finding of the Kentucky Farm Bureau's Market Basket Survey. The farm group Stan Smaldone helps sort through the results of tracking the 40 basic food items surveyed.
And over the past four quarters, we've been noticing a slow downward trend in prices. And then in this second quarter of 2012, we'd have experienced a rapid decrease of nearly $2.70 off the total market basket price, which equates to about a 2.3% drop.
The total cost of the survey items was $113.03, down $2.68 from the last quarter. The survey is designed to gauge prices on the basic food items in six general categories:
beef, dairy, fruits and vegetables, grain, pork, and poultry. And this quarter, the beef category showed the greatest decrease of all of them, averaging a 4.8% drop. Pork category made the largest and actually the only increase in price, and that was just a minor 0.7% increase. So overall, the categories all took a dive, and this is noticeable, hopefully, for everyone on their grocery bill.
The price checks are done by Farm Bureau volunteers in 27 communities across the state. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit, a place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable, a place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
We're back with Farm Bureau's Dan Smaldone with results of the group's Market Basket Survey. In the latest release, he noted USDA figures regarding the farmer's share of each dollar we spend on food. That's now down to 16 cents, compared with 31 cents as recently as 1980. There are many food pricing impacts after leaving the farm gate, like gas prices.
Certainly, energy and gasoline prices do impact food production overall. And while the recent drop in prices may take a little while to work its way fully into the food system and food pricing structures, nationally, we actually are experiencing reductions in energy costs overall, both in transportation and normal energy production. So that is working its way into the pricing structure for food across the country. And so that certainly is a factor in why prices are changing.
USDA says Americans spend about 10% of disposable income for food, among the lowest rates in the world. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.